Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf test. We're going to pick up on daf chesam and beis, but again, the sponsors, the weekly sponsors are Adam and Amy Goldman and Hilly and Ellie Kagan, in honor of the daf leaders and Mike Abramson for making it possible to tune into the daf online. Thank you. And our monthly Talmud Torah sponsor, in honor of the members of Suburban for their warmth. Okay, with that, we're going to pick up at the Mishnah on Ches Amud Beis, that is five lines from the bottom. So we're in for more calculations today, although on a totally different topic. Ein pochasin me'arba chadashim hamu'ubarim bashana v'lo nira yasar al-shmona. So we say we don't do less than 4 months that are full. A full month is a reference to a 30-day month, so we'll talk about it in a little more detail, but a Jewish calendar is based on months of either 29 days or 30 days. So a 30-day month is considered a chodesh mu'ubar, a pregnant chodesh. It has an extra day over a 29-day month. So we don't do fewer than 4 full months. And v'lo nira yasar al-shmona is going to be the topic of the beginning of the Gemara, what exactly that means. It says, and we don't see more than 8, but it doesn't say 8 of what, and we'll discuss in the Gemara exactly what that is. Continues the Mishnah, shtei alechem ein nechalem pachas mishnayim v'lo yasar al-shlosha. That the shtei alechem, so the shtei alechem was a carbon that was brought on Shavuos, and the idea is that we're not allowed to bake the shtei alechem on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So therefore, in a regular scenario where, let's say, Yom Tov is on a Wednesday, so just to make up something, so then therefore the bread would be baked on a Tuesday, so it's being eaten on the second day, from the day that it was baked. The issue then is as follows, that, so he says, so if, for example, let's say Shavuos ended up on a Sunday, right? So you can't bake the Shtei Alechem on Sunday itself, and you obviously can't bake it on Shabbos, so you would bake it on Friday. And so then what would happen is it would end up being eaten on the third day from its baking. So it's going to be either 2 or 3. Lechem apanim, that the lechem apanim, so the lechem apanim is the 12 loaves of bread that were put on the shulchan, which we know that in the ordinary course was eaten on, exchanged for the new bread on Shabbos. So what would happen is that if when would it be baked? It would be baked on a Friday. So if I bake it on Friday, when it is eaten the following Shabbos, a week later, because it's baked on Friday, it gets put on the Shulchan that Shabbos, and a week later it is removed. So that's going to be the ninth day. So by the time it gets eaten, it's always going to be at least 9 days, but it could be as much as 12. So how can it become 12? So the Rashi says that if the two days of Rosh Hashanah end up being on Thursday and Friday, right? So then when are you going to bake the bread? You're going to bake the bread on Wednesday, which is going to be Erev, because obviously Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tov in those times that would be 2 day Yom Tov. So in other words, you would in the Beis Hamikdash, so you would bake the bread on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday were Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos you would exchange it on the Shulchan, and then a week later you would eat it. So it ends up being that you're eating it, the 11th day from the day it was baked. Continues the Mishnah: Ein katan nimo pachas michesel yaser al shnei mesar. If you have a healthy katan, so we're obviously not talking about a child whose health would be endangered by having his bris milah, but generally speaking, a bris milah is going to be no earlier than the 8th day, and no later than the 12th day. How did it come to be the 12th day? So we're going to say as follows, that the issue, that what this is going to center around, is going to center around Ben Hashmashos. So we know that Ben Hashmashos is that period of time between basically what we call Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim. We talked about it exactly when it is a couple weeks ago. But the idea is that Ben Hashmashos is Safek Yom Safek Laila. We don't know, is this part of the day that preceded it, or it's already the night of the next day. So therefore, so we're going to say as follows, that if you have a baby, says Rashi, that's a nolad ben Hashmashah shel Erev Shabbos, that's born on ben Hashmashah of Friday, so then, eino nimo b'Shabbos d'shema t'shiyihu. The ben Hashmashah safik yom safik laylo v'yom yom, so he says as follows, so he says that if the baby is born on ben Hashmashah of Erev Shabbos, so you can't do the bris on the eighth day, which would be a Friday, because maybe since it was born ben Hashmashah on Friday, if ben Hashmashah is really already Shabbos, so then you obviously can't do it the next Friday, because that would only be the seventh day. On the other hand, you can't do it on Shabbos, because we know that Shabbos only happens, you only do a bris meal on Shabbos if it's bismano. So if it turns out that ben Hashmashah is really daytime, so the baby was really born on Friday, then Shabbos is really going to be the ninth day. So therefore, we don't do it on Shabbos either. And then, how do you get up to 12? If you're going to have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that come after Shabbos, so then you're not going to do the bris mila until Tuesday. Now, mind you, for those who keep track of this, Lo Adu Rosh, we'll talk a little bit about that later, but Rosh Hashanah can never come out in our calendar on Sunday and Monday, but theoretically, in the time that they were Mechadash al Pireiya on seeing the moon, even then they would adjust it. But in other words, theoretically, you could have a scenario where the Bris Milah is only going to be on the 12th day because the baby's born Ben Hashmash is Friday, so it might be Friday is actually the day. So the following Friday is the 8th, Shabbos is the 9th, Sunday is the 10th, Monday is the 11th. That's still Rosh Hashanah, so the Bris only happens on the 12th day, which is Tuesday. Okay, so now the rest of the Gemara is going to spend all of its time addressing this issue of being Mechadish the Chodesh. So let's just review some basic ideas that are important to know. So there's a solar calendar. So we know a solar calendar is 365 and a quarter days, roughly. Basically what you do is every, you deal with that quarter day by every 4 years, you make a leap year for an extra day. Obviously it's a little less than a quarter day. That's how we get into this whole business with 100 years or divisible by 400, whether there is or isn't, but that's already getting very detailed. So you have that kind of calendar. You have a true lunar calendar, which is like, for example, the Islamic calendar is this way. So that it goes by a lunar calendar. So lunar months are the lunar cycle. 12 months of 12 months of the lunar cycle add up to 354 days. So therefore, the lunar calendar relative to the solar calendar is going to lose 11 days every single year. Which is why, for example, Ramadan, which is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, is going to end up at a different time of year. It's always going to be 11 days earlier. So every 30 years or so, it makes the full cycle. In the winter, in the summer, it makes a big difference for their fasting. But that's how it works. Interestingly, even the Islamic calendar adds an extra day, a 355th day, about every third year to account for the fact that there's an extra 8 hours. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay. So the halachic calendar is more complicated. It's a lunar calendar, but it has to have a certain tie into the solar calendar. So how does that work? So first of all, months have to be even days, and years have to have months. So that's a rule. And Pesach needs to be in the spring. So here's the issue: that the rotation of the moon around the Earth is 29 days, 12 hours, and 876. It's 793 chalakim. So what is a chalak? A chelek is basically one out of 1,080. 1,080 was selected because it's a number that's basically very easy to divide. It's divisible by everything. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can divide the number by that. So it makes it very easy to use as a fraction. So Chazal used chalakim. So chelek's a little more than 3 seconds or so. So in any event, a month is 29 and a half days plus 793 chalakim. So here's the issue. You can't make months that are 29 and a half days. You either need to do 29 or 30. So in theory, you would simply do, if you wanted to keep Rosh Chodesh roughly coming out at the molad, at the time that there is, at the time that the moon makes a full rotation. So between every 2 months, you should be able to make it up, because it's 29 and a half days, which is 59 days if you have two. And if you make a 30-day month, a 29-day month, you're perfect. But not so simple. Because first of all, you have this extra 793 halakim. So what are you going to do with that? So we're going to see how we deal with that. That basically another way of looking at this is that you're going to have in the molad, you're going to basically end up with I'll get to that a little bit later. So the 12 hours basically to get dealt with between Chasser and Mali by making 29 and 30 day months. We're going to have to stick in extra days every so often to make up for that 793 chalakim. We also move around the calendar. I referenced before Lo Adu Rosh. That's actually the basis of how the calendar really gets built, is that we don't make Rosh Hashanah fall on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, basically because it messes up Rosh Hashanah, it messes up Hashanah Rabbah. There's reasons that we're not going to get into now that you do that. But basically, you mess up, sometimes you make a month full or chaser in order to avoid Rosh Hashanah falling out on the day it's not supposed to fall out. So these are all things that mess you up from your strict Malei Chaser, which in theory would line you up with the Molad. The other thing is that when you have a leap year, so now you add a 13th month, and you're going to either make it 29 or 30, so you're going to mess up your synchronization with the Molad again. So all of these are just reasons why, and many of them we're going to encounter in the Gemara now, reasons why things get messed up from the simple fix of 29, 30, should orient you with the molad. So with that, let's start the Gemara, and we'll come back to some of these concepts as we go. So if the Mishnah said we don't do less than 4 Malei months in a year, everyone agrees with that. And then says the Mishnah, comes the Mishnah says something, V'lo nira yeser al shmona. We don't see or look at more than 8. So the question the Gemara says, my lo nira yeser al shmona. What does that mean? So we're going to see it's going to be a machlokus between Rav Huna and Ula. So I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, lo nira lechachamim la'aber yeser al shmona. That while you don't have less than 4 Malei months, you also don't have more than 8 Malei months. So it's coming to tell you 2 halachas. No less than 4 Malei, no more than 8 Malei. So now, says the Gemara, Maishna Tisha Delo. Why not? So we're going to say you only have maximum 8 Malei months. So ask the Gemara, Maishna Tisha Delo. Well, why only 8? Why couldn't you do 9? So what's the problem? The Gemara says, Im Kain, Kadim, we're now at the top of Tesamad Aleph, Kadim Asi Sierra Tilsa Yomi. So we're going to say, because what's going to happen? So the basic idea is as follows, that if you add up, if you take 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim times 12, so that's your year, you're going to end up with 354 days, 8 hours, and 876 halakim. That's how it works out. Okay? So now, here's the issue. 354 divided by 7, which is how many weeks? Is gonna add 350. So you're left with a fraction of 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 halakim. So what's gonna happen? That in any given month, Rashi uses the example, if the molad comes, right with the beginning of Shabbos, so Rashi says that if this year, if the molad is right at the beginning of Shabbos, next year, the molad is going to be exactly four days, 8 hours, and 876 halakim later. So it's going to happen on Yom Ravi, on what starts the night of Wednesday, because you're going to have the next year you're going to travel an extra 4 days. So it's going to be a full Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Then you have 8 hours and 876 halakim into Yom Ravi, into Wednesday, right? So now that's not bad, because how many days are there in a lunar calendar? 354. So basically, Rosh Hashanah and the Molad are going to coincide every Rosh Hashanah. So that's good. But here's the issue. If we were to make 9 Molei months, in order to get to 354, how do you get to 354? You alternate 29 and 30. But if you make this year 9 of the months Molei, And only three of the months chaser, which is what we're saying we don't do. So why don't you do that? Because then what's going to happen is you're going to push off Rosh Hashanah three more days. So when is Rosh Hashanah going to end up? On the following Shabbos. So if Rosh Hashanah this year was on right at the beginning of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. So the Mola then happens on Wednesday, 8 hours and 876 halakim into Wednesday. But when is the Rosh Hashanah actually going to be? Because you added 3 days into the year, it's going to end up on the following Shabbos. So what's the problem? That we're going to run into a scenario where the new moon is going to appear well before Rosh Hashanah. And basically, as Rashi points out, people are gonna talk about the Chachamim saying they do whatever they want. They don't really tie in with the moon, because we saw that the new moon came, the Molad came on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night, which was the beginning of Wednesday, and they only made Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So the Chachamim are messing things up. So that's why we're gonna say that's the reason we don't do it. We don't make a month that has 9 days that are mole of 30 days, because then people are going to say, wait a second, the molad is Tuesday night, and the Chachamim made Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Hashinami kakadim, I'm sorry, so we say, Imken kadim asi sirat tlasa yomi, that we're going to say the moon is going to come 3 days before we make Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Hashinami kakadim asi treyomo. So we say, but hold on a second. You're telling me I can't make 9 months mole because the molad is going to be Tuesday night and Rosh Hashanah is going to be Shabbos. But even you say I can make 8 months mole. And so then what's going to happen? The molad is going to be Tuesday night and Rosh Hashanah is going to be Friday. So they're still going to talk about what's going on. So the Gemara says, "Kedam Reb Misharshio kigon shaisa shadam muberas." So now this is actually an interesting thing, because Reb Misharshia, we're going to see on Amud Beis, is talking about something different. He's talking about something that's actually this year is Shana Muberes, and we're going to see what Reb Misharshia is talking about, but we're kind of just borrowing his concept, and we're saying, Hachinami, kigon shahaisa shana shalafaneha muberes, v'ibor shana chodesh. So he says as follows. So we have to know a couple of things here. So he says, why is it okay that you could have 8 mole months? We say you can only have 8 mole months in a year that follows a leap year, right? So then what happens in a leap year? We put in an extra month. Now mind you, why do we put in that extra month? We put in the extra month because there's these 11 extra days between the lunar and solar calendar. And so basically that's why we put in during Guch Adzat, which is one of the acronyms in this thing, which is the 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14th, 17th, and 19th year. So 7 out of every 19 years, you put in an extra month. Okay? So that's done in order to keep Pesach in Chodesh Aviv. But in any event, so when you add a month into the prior year, right? So what's going to happen? You're going to shift the dates of the year relative to the molad. So what happened? You added in an extra month, which is another 29 days and a half a day. So here's the issue, that if you added a 29 day month, so then you've sped up the arrival of Rosh Hashanah relative to the molad. If you add in a 30 day month, you've pushed off Rosh Hashanah relative to the molad. So basically what we're saying is the following, is that what they went ahead and did is that if the year before they had made the new month into 29 days, right? So then what did they do by doing that? That they moved up Rosh Hashanah relative to the molad. Because the molad, the extra month waiting for another cycle of the moon around the earth, added 29 and a half days. And they're making the month only 29 days, so we bought ourselves a half a day, right? So that's going to be the answer. So just so that's what we're saying. The year that was before, Haisa Shana Shalafna Mu Beres, and Ibor Shana Chodesh. So what is Ibor Shana Chodesh talking about? Is we're going to see that there's a machlokas as to when you put in an extra month, which you can see from Rashi on Amud Beis, is really people think the extra month is Adar Beis. It's Adar Aleph that's the extra month. You put in Adar Aleph. That according one view says the extra month always needs to be 30 days, and the other view says it could be 29 or 30. So the answer we're giving here is dependent on the idea that you could have a 29 day month. Because what we're saying is, okay, 3 days, we're not letting you make 9 mali months, because then the mullah is going to be on Yom Ravi, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Shabbos. That we don't do. So we said, okay, but we'll do it where the molad is going, in other words, where Rosh Hashanah comes out on Friday. Well, we say, well, why, how did you help yourself? Now the molad is Wednesday and Rosh Hashanah is Friday. But we're saying basically, because last year was a leap year, and the month we added was a 29-day month, so then therefore we made up a half a day, so now we're only 1.5 days off. And so therefore this answer is dependent on being able to say that there was a 29-day month. So that's what it says. The Ibor Shana Chodesh is saying that the month they add to make a leap year is a month. It can be either 29 days or 30 days. The other view is it can only be 30 days. We'll see more about that in a minute. So therefore, I'm sorry. So they used to adjust it in other ways for Lo Adu Rosh, but in other words, this is just talking in concept, and that was really just Rashi's example, just so you have, in other words, it's not specific to that scenario. But okay, so therefore continues the Gemara, Dal Yarche Malyo Bahade Yarche Chesera. So what you're doing is basically, because last year we shortchanged the calendar by 12 hours by basically a day, so by having a short month, so therefore, it's okay that this year we do 8 mole months, because it's only going to be off by really 1 day, because half is 1, so we're making up half a day. We're saving is giving us 1 month. So we're saying, so we start by saying we can never have 9 mole months because you're going to be off by 3 days. We said, but you're still going to be off by 2 days. People will tie on the chacham, and we say no, because when do we do 8 full months that we're theoretically off by 2 days is only where we lost a day, so to speak, last year. So now we're making up the day. Okay, so now we're down to being off by 1 day. So we can't do 3. We could do 2. Why? Because 2 is really 1, because we're only doing it on a year that there was 1 left. So ask the Gemara, V'akati chad yuma. Wait a second, there's still 1 day, because the molad is going to be on Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Thursday, so people are going to tie on the chachamim. So the Gemara says, lo adai tayu di'inshi. People don't pay attention. 1 day, if the moon is a little bit off, they're not sitting there and tining on Chachamim. If the Molad is Tuesday night and Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, they're gonna tine on. Okay. So that is one view of what the Mishnah means when it says, Lo Nira Yasser Al Shemona. It's saying, we don't have less than 8 Mole, and we don't have more than 8 Mole. So two different halachas. Ula Amar Ula says, Lo Nira Le Chachamim Le Yasser Al Shemona. That when it says the Chachamim, that when it says that they didn't want to have, that we don't have more than 8, is umay taima kamar. It's really the Mishnah saying one halacha, and it's just giving the reason. Matam ein pochsim me'asar chadashim amubarim b'shana. Why is it that we don't, in other words, the Mishnah started by saying we don't have less than 4 mullah months. Why is it that we don't have less than 4 mullah months in a year? Mishum d'lo nir l'chachamim l'chaser yasar ashmona. Because the reason we don't have 4 mullah months is because they don't want to have more than 8 deficient months, more than 8 chaser months. So really, it's only saying one halacha, which is we don't have more than 8 chaser months. So now, it's according to Ula, it is not talking about how many mullah months we can make. It's only talking about the maximum number of chaser months we can make, the maximum number of 29-day months we're going to make. And we're going to see why in a minute, but that's, Ula has a different explanation of what it means, Lo Nira Yasser Shmona. According to him, that's just explaining why we don't have less than 8 mullah months is because of the inverse. In other words, having less than 8 mullah months would mean you have more than 8, having less than 4 mullah months would mean that you have more than 8 chaser months, and that's a problem. So we say, Maishna Tisha Delo. Why? What's the problem if you have 9 chaser months? So now it's going to be obviously the opposite problem. The M came, because if so, Miyasre Sierra Tzlusa Yomo. So now what's going to happen is, if you've made 3 chaser months, so you've knocked Rosh Hashanah back by 3 days. So if Rosh Hashanah was going to be on Wednesday, right, because that's when it coincides with the Molad, you've knocked it back by 3 days, and it's going to be on Sunday. So what's going to happen? That they're going to have Sunday is going to be Rosh Hashanah, and then people are going to still see the old moon. Right? And they're going to say, what are the Chachamim doing? So therefore, we don't have more than nine, we don't have more than eight Chasar months. We would not have nine Chasar months. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hashanami kamiyasri treyoma. He's saying, okay, so you're saying, but you don't do nine Chasar months, but you could do eight Chasar months. But how did you help yourself? Because the Mola is going to be on Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Monday, and people are going to say, you know, you're off. So we say, Kedam Rav Mishashi, like Rav Mishashi says, Kedam Rav Mishashi says, that it was, that the year before, so that was Rav Mishashi's halacha, which we'll see in Amud Beis. Hachanami here too. Kigan Shahisa Shana Shalafanel Muberes. The year before was a leap year. And according to this, the leap year that was added in the prior year was 30 days. So now what happened? We picked up, we added a day to Rosh Hashanah by having had the prior year have a 30-day month. Right? So in other words, so we've therefore kicked Rosh Hashanah a day later. So if you see, so basically we're running on a scenario where Rosh Hashanah would theoretically be coming a day later than usual. So therefore, if we make the year by having two Chasar months, we make the year, we make Rosh Hashanah start 2 days earlier, it's okay because it's really only 1 day earlier. Because we have basically a credit from last year. Last year we added an extra day. This year we're subtracting 2 days, so you're only a day off. So dal yachar chasera b'had yachar mleya. So therefore, you're basically, it's okay that you're doing 2 days off kilter, because 1 day you already have credit from last year by making a mole month. So the Gemara says v'akati yekachad yoma. But wait a second, but you still have 1 day. So in other words, the molad is going to be on Wednesday. That you're pushing it back to Tuesday. Now that's okay because we're pushing it back 2 days to Monday, but we were ahead from last year 1 day, so we're pushing Rosh Hashanah to be on Tuesday, the Molad on Wednesday, so we're still off by a day. So the Gemara says, Savri, people say Ischazoi, Ischazi, Vanan, Lava Daitin. So he's saying as follows, that's not such a problem, because what were we worried about here? That people on earth, once you're within 1 day, they're no longer going to see the old moon. So Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tuesday. It's already, if the molad is Tuesday night, they're not going to see the moon. So fine, they won't see the moon till Wednesday. People are going to say, okay, Bezdin saw the moon, I didn't see the moon. So big deal. So 1 day we can be off. All right, so we now have, so just to keep us in track of where we are, we now have two explanations. We have Rav Huna and we have Ula of what the Mishnah meant when it said V'lo nira yaser al shemona. We don't see more than eight. So Rav Huna understood it to be a halacha about how many mole months you can have. You don't have less than eight mole. That's one halacha, the first halacha in the Mishnah. The second halacha in the Mishnah is you don't have more than eight, but eight you can have. Okay. Ula, for the reasons we're going to see in a moment, did not want to explain it that way, so he had to explain it. We don't have more than eight mole months. I'm sorry, we don't have less than four mole months because we don't want to have more than eight chaser months, the inverse of it. So it's all saying one rule, which is basically you can't have more than eight chaser months. But he is not commenting, and what's implied in Ula's statement, there's nothing implied about how many mole months you can have. So, therefore, he must have a problem, which he does, he must hold, you can't have eight mole months. So let me tell you outside what the Gemara is going to say, and then we'll get to it. So what basically, as we just established, according to everyone, we don't do nine chaser months, we don't do nine mole months. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah and the Molad are going to be off kilter with one another by too many days, right? So in order to explain, so we explained how it is that you can have eight mole months is because if last year was a chaser month added, so then it gets you closer to equilibrium, and you can have eight chaser months because if last year was a 30-day month, it pushes you a day closer. So it's basically getting you into equilibrium. So in order to understand how you have eight chaser months and still be okay, you have to explain that last year we had an extra month that was 30 days. That's not a problem according to anyone, because everyone agrees that the extra month could be a 30-day month, right? But in order to explain how you could have eight mole months and not be off kilter from Rosh Hashanah, you have to say that last year we had a 29-day month, so we were ahead of ourselves by a month, right? So in order to say that, you have to be of the opinion that it's possible to have a 29-day month as your added month, that your Adar Rishon becomes a 29-day month. So now what's going to happen is, Ula is of the opinion that, as I said before, it's a machlokas, whether it can only be 30 or it could be 29 or 30. Ula is of the opinion that it can only be 30. So he cannot give the answer that we gave about why it's okay to have 8 Mali months, because last year's Iber Yar, last year's Iber Chodesh, the extra month was 29 days. Ula can't say that because he holds the prior year, the extra month could only be 30 days. So therefore, he's going to have a problem if he allows 8 Mali months, forget 9, if he allows 8 Mali months, so then it's going to be 2 days off from Rosh Hashanah, and there's going to be no fix to say, well, last year we made a 29-day month extra, because you can't, according to Ula, you can only make a 30-day month. According to Rav Huna, it's no problem. So therefore, that's the easier explanation of our mission. Our mission is giving halacha not less than 4 Mali, not more than 8. How do you get even 8? Aren't you 2 days off of Rosh Hashanah? Okay, last year we made a 29-day month. Ula cannot answer that because he holds last year we could only have made a 30-day month. So Ula can understand that the Mishnah can only be talking about you could have up to 8 but not more than 8 chaser months. When can you do that? When last year was a leap year and we added 30 days. When can you have 8 Mali months according to Ula? Never. Because you're going to be 2 days off from Rosh Hashanah, and you can't give me the answer that last year we got ahead of ourselves by a day, by having a 29-day month, because he holds you can't have a 29-day month. So that's what the Gemara is going to say right now, test on the base. But my kamifugi, with what are we arguing? Be Ibor Shana. Desanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Kama Ibor Shana. How much is Ibor Shana? Lamed. It's 30 days. That's the Tanakama, and that's Ula's opinion. That's why Ula could not have given an answer that was premised on the prior year having a 29-day extra month. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Chodesh. It's a month. You add a month. As we know, months can be 29 days, they can be 30 days, so add whatever you need to. So therefore, Rav Huna holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And he was able to say, Rav Huna was able to say that the reason we can have 8 Mali months this year is because last year we had a Chaser Iber Chodesh. But Ula can't say that, only Rav Huna can say that. Okay, so now ask the Gemara. Meisve, I'll ask you as follows. Okay, Einat Seres Chala El B'Yom HaNeif. Shavuos can only fall on the Yom HaNeif, which is the same day as we do the waving. When do we do the waving? We do it by the Karban Omer. When is the Karban Omer? Is the second day of Pesach. So it's basically saying that Shavuos is always going to be on the same day as the second day of Pesach. And this is not particularly surprising, as Rashi points out, because when do we start to count the Svira? On the second day of Pesach. So therefore, 7 weeks later, in other words, let's say the second day of Pesach is whatever, Monday. So we're going to count 49 days is going to get you to Sunday. The 50th day is going to be Monday. So Shavuos is always going to be on the same day as the second day of Pesach. We may as well address right now something as follows. We're familiar with Atbash Gar, right? So that's one of those things with like an aleph can be swapped for a tuf, a base can be swapped for a shin, but in the chodesh stuff that actually stands for something else, something else in addition, which is the following: if you walk across it, that aleph, the first day of Pesach is always going to be the same. So at, which is aleph and tuf, is always going to be the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. The base, the second day of Pesach is bash, is always going to be the same as the first day of Shavuos, as we just addressed. Gar is going to be the third day, is going to be the same as Rosh Hashanah. So the third day of Pesach lines up with Rosh Hashanah. That's how Atbash works. The rest of them deal with Purim, Simchas Torah, and Yom Kippur. We don't have to get into them for our purposes right now. Okay. So continues the Braisa, that Shavuos is always going to be on the Yom HaNeif, on the day of the same day as the second day of Pesach. The ain Rosh Hashanah chala el o b'yom haneif o la'ar iburo. He says, whereas Rosh Hashanah is gonna fall out either on the Yom HaNeif, which is not what Atbash Gar would tell you, because Gar tells you the Yom HaNeif is the Yom HaNeif is the second day of Pesach. But we know that Gar tells you that the third day of Pesach is when Rosh Hashanah lines up. So this price that we're going to have to understand, why does it say Yom HaNeif? So it's saying Rosh Hashanah can fall either on the Yom HaNeif, which would be the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach, o la'ar iburo, or, and just to make life complicated, and I don't know if we'll have time to explain why it does it, but maybe we will, the la'ar iburo basically means the night after the Ibor day of Nisan, which is another way of saying Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? Because basically the extra day of Sivan, the extra day of Nisan, the last day of Nisan is the 30th. That's the Yom Iburo. Arli Yom Iburo is the night after. So it's basically the 31st day of Nisan. That's how Rashi refers to it. There's no such thing, obviously, as the 31st day of Nisan, but he's saying it would be as if. So now if you think about it, the 31st day of Nisan will always be the same as the third day of Pesach, right? Because the third day of Pesach is going to end up on the third day of Pesach is going to end up on Yud Zayin, right? So you have 24th, 31st, right? So the 31st day of Nisan, if there was such a thing, would be the same as the third day of Pesach. So that is consistent with Gar, right? So what the Brisa is saying is Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out either on Yom HaNeif, which is the second day of Pesach, the same day as the second day of Pesach, or it's going to fall out the same day as the third day of Pesach. But we're referring to the second day of Pesach as Yom HaNeif, and we're referring to the 31st day of Nisan, or Rosh Chodesh Iyar, as we're calling that Or Liyom Iburo. So we're basically saying that one of these options, Or Liyom Iburo, is what Atbash Gar tells you. Yom HaNeif is off. Okay, we're going to get to that. So says the Braisa that Rosh Hashanah is going to be either on the Yom HaNeif or La'ar Iburo. So Bishlom Ulo. So according to Ula, so remember, Ula's of the opinion, you can only have 8 chaser months, you cannot have 8 mole months. So the question is as follows. So according to Ula, it makes sense. The shmona chaserin avdinon mubarin lo avdinon. We'll make 8 chaser months, but we won't make 8 mole months. So then, mishkachasla shneyam, so then we can find both of these scenarios. Chaserim biyom haneif. Chaserim biyom haneif echad malei v'echad chaser. So we find both. Chaserim biyom haneif echad malei v'echad chaser la'aribur. So he says as follows. I'll explain how we read it in a second, but I'm just going to explain the concept first. So if we're going to have 8 chaser months, right? So how do we do that? We take one month. In other words, if you're going in sequence the way we would like to do, we would like to alternate every month, 29 days, 30 days, 29 days, 30 days, 29 days, 30 days. Sometimes, because of Riyas HaKodesh or other reasons, we add or subtract a day. We turn a month that was supposed to be Malay into Chaser, or a month that was supposed to be Chaser into Malay, right? So here, what happens now? That if you're going to make 8 Chaser months, so you're going to try to take one winter month and one summer month to make what was supposed to be a mole into a chaser. That's how we end up with 8 chaser months instead of 6, right? So what's going to happen? If it's a year where we're making 8 chaser months, so then one of those is going to be in the summer. So what did you do? You, out of the ordinary cycle of 29-30, you made things a day earlier. So Rosh Hashanah is going to come out a day earlier than it should. So according to Ula, everything makes sense, because Gar tells you that Rosh Hashanah should be on the same day as the third day of Pesach, which is also the 31st day of Nisan. So that happens in the ordinary course. Now, if you chose to make 8 chaser months this year, one of which happens in the summer, therefore Rosh Hashanah is going to end up being a day earlier than it should, which would put it on when? The same as the Yom HaNeif, which is the second day of Pesach. So ordinary calendar puts it on the third day. Adding in an extra chaser month puts it on a day earlier. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So he says, chaserim, that if you're adding in a chaser month into the summer, then biyom haneif, then it moves Rosh Hashanah up earlier a day, and it ends up being the same as the second day of Pesach. Echad mali v'echad chaser. If you do it the ordinary way, la'ar iburo, you're going to end up on the 31st, which is the same as Gimel, which is the Gar of Atbash Gar. Okay, so that works well according to Ula, who says you can only have 8 chaser months or a regular year. You cannot have 8 mali months. Elo Rav Huna damar avdinan mu'ubarin hazin in the mishkachas lo'ar ari buro. So he says, hold on a second. According to Rav Huna, who says you could have 8 mali months, so what's going to happen? You're going to turn one of the chaser months in the winter to 30 days, and you're going to turn one of the chaser months in the summer to 30 days, so that you end up with 8 mole days. But now what's going to happen? They're going to end up with Rosh Hashanah being pushed even a day later than Gar, right? And it's going to end up on the same day of the week as the fourth day of Pesach. So this Brisa said you can only end up with it on the second or third day of Pesach. And now if you add in an eighth Malay month, you're going to push Rosh Hashanah a day back, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be on the same day of the week as the fourth day of Pesach. So it seems to be a kasha on Rav Huna. So I'm looking at Rav Huna. Rav Huna said to you, Ula Minicha. So he says, is it so good for Ula either? Shmona Hudula Avdinan, Hashiva Avdinan. Ula said that you can only add, you cannot add eight Malay months. Because he would need to say that you need 29 as your Iber Chodesh, and you can't. But he's seven, he agreed you could do. And says the Gemara, Shiva Zimnin Dula Avdinan Besifta, Besisva Vavdinan Bekaita. Sometimes, so you're adding an extra Mulei month. You're adding one extra Mulei month. You're going to have seven and five. So maybe they didn't do it in the winter and they're going to do it in the summer. If they do it in the summer, what's going to happen? Even according to Ula, you can have a scenario where Rosh Hashanah is going to be, in other words, if you add an extra day in the summer, Rosh Hashanah is going to be pushed back one more day and Rosh Hashanah is going to end up on the R.R. Iburo, which is another way of saying the 32nd day of Nisan. Okay? So therefore, we say, Rav Huna says back to Ula, you're not helped by this. So therefore, Rav Huna says, that's not a question on me, because it's a question on you too. So how do you explain this price? Elaha money, who is this price? Acherim he, it's Acherim Desanya, because we learned on a price as follows. Acherim Omrim, Acherim said, Ein ben Atzeres la'Atzeres, Ein ben Roshana la'Roshana, Ela Arba Yamim Bilvad. V'yim Haitza Roshana Muberes Chamisha. Basically, the Acherim say, look, every single year, if it's a regular year, Rosh Hashanah is going to end up on 4 days later than it was the year before. And if it's an Ibar Chodesh, it's going to end up 5 days later than the year before, right? So how does that work? So in order to, and we talked about this before, an ordinary calendar year is 354 days, right? So therefore, the Molad comes every 354 days, 8 hours and 876 Chalakim. So we're saying that in the ordinary course, if you're lining up Rosh Hashanah with the Molad, Rosh Hashanah will always be 4 years later than it was the year before. And that's basically what they're saying. Now, mind you, it's not unique to Rosh Hashanah or to Shavuos. In other words, he's just saying, you could say any day of the year, will be 4 years, 4 days off. In other words, because since the months, since the Molad, and the Molad is 354 days, so, and the days of the week are 350, so those 4 days, it'll always be pushed off, right? So, how do you get to have that? And then in a leap year, it's gonna be five. We'll see what that means in a second. How do you get to have that? The way you do that is by always lining up the Chodesh with the Molad. How do you do that? By having a strict 29-30, 29-30, 29-30. So you have 6 months Mali, 6 months Chatzar. That's the view of the Acherim. And in an leap year, it's gonna knock things off. So therefore we say as follows, that's who the Brisa is. So we had a Brisa that said it can only be the Yom HaNeif or Ari Buro, which is the second or third day of Pesach. We said, according to Ula or Rav Huna, it could be the fourth day of Pesach too. We said, no, it's only the Acherim who say it can be, it's only the Acherim who say that every month has to be, Malei Chaser. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, how can you say that this Brisa is the Acherim? So sof l'Acherim b'yon ha'neif lo mishkachas lo. Because according to the Acherim, you're always going to end up with a Chaser Malei. If you do Chaser Malei, what day does Rosh Hashanah end up on? Always the same as Gar. It's always going to be the third day of Pesach. It's never going to be the same day of the week as the Yom HaNeif. So how could you say that this Brisa, which says it could be either the second or third day of Pesach, it can only be the third day of Pesach. It can't be the second, because an ordinary year will always work out that way. So the Gemara says, this is where Reb Misharshia's halacha comes. Reb Misharshia, kigon shayis ha-shanam uberes, v'ibor shana lamed yom. So he says, dal yarcha l'bahade yarcha mishkachas lo b'yom ha-neif. So he says as follows. Here's the issue. He says, if we're in middle of a leap year. So that's why Reb Misharshia is different. When we use Reb Misharshia in Amud Aleph, we said, Reb Misharshia said, this is a leap year. We're going to say, what was the year before the leap year? Reb Misharshia is talking about this actual year. So we're in the year and we need to make Rosh Hashanah. So what's going to happen? If we add a 30 day month into this year by adding a month, so how many days of the week did we knock ourselves off kilt, off track? By two. Because if we add a 30 day month, You have 4 weeks of 28 days, but now you have two extra days, right? So you've now shifted it out, right? So what do you do in order to make up for that? You make Nisan into 29 days, right? Because you want to, you make Nisan into 29 days because we've added 2 days. And so now we're off kilter with the molad by a day. So therefore we subtract a day, from Nisan, and then you get back on track. But if you subtract a day from Nisan, right? So now your atbash gar calculation is off. So it moves it a day forward, so you end up with the Yom HaNeif. So now the Braisa works well, according to the Acherim, that you could end up with either gar day, which is how they do Malei Chaser, or you could be the Yom HaNeif if you turned a Chodesh Nisan into a Chaser. Okay. Amalei Ravada Bar Abba LaRava Acherim Min Yana Asal Ashminan. Ravada Bar Abba said to Rava, like, what's up with this? Like, why are they coming to tell us in this funny way that every year Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are going to be 4 days off of where they were before? Of course, that's so. So what's your chiddush? So Rashi says, why not just tell us that we're not ma'abra the chodesh litzorech? He's saying, so basically what happens, that basically Acherim are saying, look, you don't have flexibility to mess around with the months, because we need to keep Rosh Chodesh aligned with the Molad. So therefore, we're not doing all your calculations and making months the way you want to, because we need to keep Kisidron. So Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking, why are you giving me this calculus? It should be the same. It should be 4 days off of what it was last year. He says, just tell me that we're not Ma'abr the Chodesh Litzorech. So he says, no, this is coming to tell us that, Rashi explains, that I might have thought that if I just said, Rashi says, if I would have just said that we don't make a Malay month for your purposes of adjusting the calendar for whatever reason, I might have thought, so he says, that's only saying that if witnesses came and you could have made it a 29-day month, and instead you were thinking of making it a 30-day month for your adjustments, to which Acherim are coming and saying, don't do that because we need to keep the cycle pure. So he says that, I would say that's fine. But maybe if, in other words, in a month that the cycle says should be 29 days, no Edom came on the 29th day. So the reason you're pushing it off to the 30th is not because you're trying to adjust the calendar, but rather because there were no Edom. So I would say in that case, you make it a 30-day month, to which Acherim come and say, no, even in that case, if witnesses, it is most important that the Rosh Chodesh and the Molad fall out next to each other. So therefore, even if witnesses didn't come on the 29th day, we're still going to make it a 29-day month, and the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So that's the chiddush of the Acherim. Okay. Maskevla Ravina, v'ikka yoma d'shoi, v'yoma d'tilsin shani. So the Gemara asks as follows. This is going on the idea that you're saying that the Acherim say you could have a strict calendar that's 29, 30, and you always keep to that thing. But hold on a second. There's the fact we've been talking about, we fixed 29 and a half days. So by making 29 and a half adds up to 59. So we fix it by having a 30-day month and 29-day month. But what about all those extra hours? You have the 8 hours, 876 halakim. So those 8 hours every 3 years adds up to a full day. So every 3 years you have to add a day. Also, every 30 years, the 876 halakim, roughly speaking, add up to a day. So you have to add a day. So you're going to have instances where those might get added in the summer. And then according to the Acherim, they're going to be off kilter because Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is not going to end up being on always the same day as the second or third day of Pesach. It could end up on other days because we're adding in days of the calendar to adjust for the 8 hours or the 876 halakim. So the Gemara says, Kivan the less of a choshasa lo kachashiv. That since we don't have these every year, they only come every 30 or every 30 years, Acherim weren't talking about that. So when Acherim said it either falls on Yom HaNeif or on the R.E. Buro, was only talking about a regular year. Years we add extra days, so it's off kilter. Okay, says the Gemara of Ashmul, Savalak Rav Huna. Rav Huna, who said that you could have 8 mole months, Shmuel also holds that way. The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Ein Shas Levana Pchusa Mishal Shmeis V'chamishim Ushtayim Yom, V'lo Yisera Shal Shmeis V'chamishim Mishisha Yom. So he says, a lunar month will never be less than 352 days, and never more than 356 days. And again, an ordinary year is going to be 354 days. So the Gemara says, Kate said, how does that work? Shneim Aleim. So if you have 2 extra mole months, which means you have 8 mole months altogether, then Shisha, then you end up with 256. Shneim Chaserim, if you end up with 2 fewer months, then you're going to end up Shneim with 352. So what do you see? Echad Mole Vechu Chazer Abra. And if you have the regular cycle of 29:30, you're going to end up with 354 days. So what do you, that therefore we see that Shmuel also holds like Rav Huna, because Shmuel is describing a scenario where you can have 356 day year. How does that happen? That happens if you add 2 months, that you add an extra day on top of the 6 that would ordinarily be 30. So you see that he holds you can have 8 mali months. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, Hareni Nazir Kimosachama. So he says, if someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir for the days of a solar year, Moner Nazir is Gimel Meis V'Shishim Chamisha Yamim Kiminyan Mosachama. Then he has to be a Nazir for 365 days, because that's how many days are in a solar year. Kimos HaLavana, if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir like a lunar year, then Moner Nazir is Gimel Meis V'Chamisha Arba Yamim Kiminyan Mosalavana. So then you do 354 days. So ask the Gemara is basically asking, how could you say that you could have a 2 Mali months? Now, I'm not sure. I think there's a kasha on everyone, really, because everyone was saying you could adjust at least by one day. But either way, it says this seems to say that a lunar year can only be 354 days. So I guess that goes somewhat like the Acherim, except on the off years. So the question is, how could it say that a Nazir can keep just 354? Maybe it's a 356 year. So the Gemara says, V'yam Isa zinin the Meshkachas l'shisha, that you're going to find sometimes 256, so you should make the nazir be a nazir for 256 days. Why is 254 enough? So the Gemara says, "Benedarim halacha chalasha b'nei adam v'rov shanim rov b'nei adam v'rov shanim." So he's saying that. He's saying we go by what people refer to when they say a lunar year, and most years that are a lunar year are 354. The fact that sometimes you can have 356 or 352 doesn't change it for Nazir, because Nazir fits in the category of Nedarim, and that's how Nedarim work. Says the Gemara of Af, Rabbi Sevelak Rav Huna. Rabbi also holds like Rav Huna that you could have 8 Mali months. This sign up because we learned as follows. Maisa, it happened v'asa Rabbi Tisha Chaserim. So that Rebbe did 1 year, 9 chaser months. I don't have time to explain to you why he did that, because we said we'd never do more than 8, but he made 9 chaser months. V'nira chodesh bismano. And somehow, Rosh Hashanah, despite him losing 3 days in the calendar year, Rosh Hashanah came out on the same time as the Molad. V'haya Rebbe Tmeya, Rebbe was astonished. He said, V'omer, asinu tisha chaserim, v'nira chodesh bismano. How did this happen? I knocked 3 years, 3 days out of the calendar by making 9 chaser months, and yet Rosh Hashanah aligned with the Molad. So Amar Lefana Rav Shimon bar Rabbi, his son Rav Shimon said to him, Shema Shana Muberes Haisa. So he says, maybe this year was a leap year. The Ibor Shana Lamed, we made it a 30-day month. So we just made up a month by. But we made up one of the 3 days by saying that this year was a leap year, and we added a day. And ishtaket asinu shnei meleim. He says, and last year we made 2 extra mole months. So therefore, we picked up 2 extra days last year, and we picked up 1 extra day this year by having a 30-day leap month. So now that's how Rebbe forgot that this year was a leap year, and he forgot that last year that the molad wasn't aligned because we were off by 2 days. And that's why this year it worked out. Dal tilsa, l'bahade tilsa, v'kam l'beduchte. So therefore, we were 3 months off kilter, 2 from last year, 1 from this year being a malay Iber Yar, and then therefore it lined up on the month. Amar Le Ner Yisrael Kein Hava. Rebbe said to his son Rebbe Shimon, "You're right, Ner Yisrael." He said, "You're right that's exactly how it was. This year was a leap year. Last year was 2 extra days. So what does that prove? That proves how did last year be 2 extra days? Shows that Rebbe was willing to make a year that had 8 Mali months. Who is that like? That's like Rav Huna, because according to Ula, you couldn't have 8 Mali months because he holds you can't have a 29-day month. So we see that Rebbe also held like Rav Huna.